I ask you a question and you ask me a question.
And that question is, what is this? What is Philip Wesley of Radio DMGI's Pocket Edition doing? What are we reviewing? Why are we reviewing a film? What's the news? Well, the real quick news is that Cave Story was announced for DSiWare, and that's awesome. But what we're doing here for Radio DMG Pocket Edition is we're going to go ahead and do a counterculture review of It's Kind of a Funny Story. It's Kind of a Funny Story opens October 8th, 2010, and we're doing an early review of it because we got into an early release screening of it. So we're going to go ahead and give our thoughts on the film and a letter grade. Reason we're doing this? Because it's culture. And because, I like doing reviews. So, the film is based on a much darker book by Ned Vizzini about a kid who, feeling very depressed, checks himself into a mental hospital and then ends up stuck in the adult ward of the facility because the younger ward is in renovations. While there in the adult ward, he meets many patients, including a particularly amiable one, played by Zach Galifianakis. The experiences he has in the mental ward give him hope and help him toward a logical conclusion in this dramatic comedy. This would be Girl Interrupted with ADD. It feels like someone took bits of 500 Days of Summer, the aforementioned Girl Interrupted, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, stuck them in a blender, hit on, then ran the blended bits through an audience-safe strainer, chilled it a while in sugar water, and served as the main course instead of steak. The movie leaves out major plot points from the book in order to hit a wider audience. Watching through the trailer for a sound clip revealed that I think they want the same audience that would go see a comedy like Juno. This film is not Juno. Juno was much more honest. It does have quite a few laughs, though, and some quirky flashback scenes to it. Well, it is fairly predictable. The script has glimpses of clever in it that make it worth the time. Zach G gets some of the more potent scenes. The main character, Craig, played by Keira Gilchrist, feels very emotionally stilted and detached. He could be replaced by a loaf of bread in many of his scenes, and you wouldn't even notice. Emma Roberts, whose character Noelle had all of her backstory removed, is given little more to do in this film than serve as a romantic foil, which is kind of a crime. I want to see where these two actors... I want to see what they can do. And I didn't get to do that in this film. However, it does have a fairly clever script. You will laugh at some of the jokes. Its heart is in the right spot. I think this film sets out to do one thing, which is entertain the audience, and hopefully convince them to check out the book. Okay, that's two things. But yeah, I think it accomplishes that. It's opening alongside a horse film called Secretariat and a remake of I Spit on Your Grave. If you're out to the movies on October 8th with your amorous intention, go see this film instead of those. I give it a solid B. If you miss it in theaters, do yourself a favor and rent it when it gets released on DVD or Blu-ray. Rent the DVD. But yeah, that's a real quick review and a real quick Radio DMG Pocket Edition with your host, Philip Wesley. Cue the music.